This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So it's 12:30, and let us start with a short practice together. If it's okay for you, please close your eyes. And just gently bring your back into an upright posture. Noticing the sensation of your feet on the ground. Noticing your body in the seat. Your thighs on the chair and the back of the chair holding your body. And just ever so gently inviting a sense of comfort and ease to your body. Dropping your shoulders. Softening the muscles. Holding your eyes. And your eyebrows. Releasing your tongue. Relaxing your neck. Softening your hands. Allowing your body to just rest. Reminding yourself you have nothing to do and nowhere to go for the next 30 minutes. Relaxing and releasing any tension that might be there in your body. And you may hear sounds, people arriving, people leaving, people breathing or coughing. And allow these sounds to just stay a sound, meaning with no attitude towards them. Body fully relaxed and at ease. And if you want to add an accent to it, you may introduce a very slight smile. Don't do it if it doesn't feel right for you, but if it does, just ever so gently bring a gentle smile to your face and watch if you're sitting, your energy, your disposition changes in any way. Now that we have arrived peacefully, bring your attention back to your body. And when it feels right for you, you may open your eyes. So just a few minutes of this practice probably changed your disposition. Welcome everyone to Mindful Awareness Research Center and Hammer Museum Drop-In Meditation at MARC, Mindful Awareness Research Center. We offer classes and events, and they're all open to public and free for UCLA students. So, and we have brochures and information outside if you're interested to check them out. Our classes are starting, I think, next week. My name is Mitra Menesh. I actually teach at Mindful Awareness Research Center, and I'm also founder of a mindfulness app called Inner Map. So today I want to talk about attitude. We normally lead our lives and describe our lives based on the events outside of us. So if you saw me and asked me how I'm doing, I usually report on what's going on in my life. And that's one way of living our lives, which means basically how I feel and how I am depends on the events and people around me. There is also another way of doing it, which is from inside out, which probably is more empowering, because that means we have a say. We can do something about that. By just bringing a bit of a smile to your face, if you did that, you probably changed the way you were practicing. How many people actually did that? And did it change anything for you? So research shows that it does, even if you did it mechanically. Your attitude changed the way you were practicing. And if our attitude and disposition or energy, however you want to name it, only dependent on the events of outside, then the common events always would produce the same kind of experience. And we know that that's not the case. Something happens and we all have different experiences of it. So a lot depends on how we are. And today, through the practice, I'm going to invite you to check your attitude and disposition and see if you can have a say in that. But before I do that, I want to, I told you I'm a founder of an app called Inner Map, and I teach mindfulness through stories, basically. And I'm going to read you a very short story. It's under 2 minutes, which has got to do with the attitude. And then I'm going to take you right into the practice of how mindfully we can actually change our attitude towards things. So, you can actually close your eyes so that you're not too worried about how things look, and you can more connect with how you feel. The story is called Attitude. It was a hot summer day, and I decided to go for a walk at Venice Canals. No, not Venice, Italy, but Venice, California. Usually the canals are packed with tourists, and it's hard to walk on these narrow paths. But this was an early Monday morning, and tourists were still sleeping. I was half meditating and half walking. Suddenly, a bird, I think it was a seagull, appeared right in front of me, as if she had decided to walk with me. So I slowed down and kept with her pace. We walked together for a while, and as I attentively watched her walk, and then watched myself walk, I realized that her walk has a different energy and attitude about it. We were walking the same path. Our weight was proportionate to our bodies. If anything, she should have been cautious and hesitant while walking behind a giant human being, but not so with her. Her walk was light, smooth, without any hesitation. And my walk? Well, my walk was clunky, draggy, and heavy. I thought to myself, what's the difference between the energy and attitude of our walks? We walked another turn together, and all of a sudden it occurred to me that she's walking while remembering that she can fly. And that's why her walking felt so tender and light. I, on the other hand, do not remember that I can fly. So my walking attitude feels cumbersome and draggy. Right at this moment, she decided it's time to say goodbye. She stopped, turned toward me as if she was going to say adios, and then she gently flew away. That day, I walked the streets of life wondering how I would walk differently if I knew I could fly whenever I wanted to. So, thank you for listening. May you remember your flight as you walk the streets of your life. So we're going to gently close our eyes. Take a deep and conscious breath. And just gently connect to your body, the most tangible part of our experience. And that's why every meditation almost starts with connection to the body. Relaxing and releasing. And noticing your breath and your breathing. Invite your breath to become a little bit deeper and maybe a little bit longer than what it is. See if you can notice your breath in your belly. And ever so gently bring to your awareness a soft incident that may have bothered you recently. Not the most challenging situation, but something that is workable in such a public arena like here. And notice as you bring it to your awareness how your body may be tensing up. And if that's the case, breathe through that part of your body that is tense. And I want you to just gently, ever so gently and kindly, ask yourself what your attitude was when it felt so challenging for you, or somehow challenging for you. Maybe your expectation was for this not to happen. Maybe your attitude was that you write and something is wrong or someone is wrong. Maybe there was no kindness available to you at that time. We usually can do this easier if you were to evaluate somebody else's attitude. Now, out of curiosity, I want to invite you to explore an alternative to whatever your attitude may have been. What if you had a gentler, kinder, more open-hearted or open-minded, more present, curious disposition? And we're just imagining. This is very, very much in the eyes of our mind. And I'm going to allow you to do this a bit in silence, exploring a kinder attitude towards the same incident. Or if this is hard for you, you may bring a memory of something that was first hard, and then with the different attitude, it became softer for you. Might be helpful if you relax your body and do this with a gentle smile, if it is at all possible. Might be helpful if your vision is a little bit far from your wherever you're sitting. See it from a distance and see if it is helpful to get a different attitude. Find it challenging, you may invite a compassionate person in your imagination to sit next to you and hold your hands while you're contemplating. lighter, gentler, more distant approach to the same incident. Creating comfort and ease around it. Bringing consciousness and choice to the way you experience it. Reminding yourself that you always have a choice. So gently reminding yourself that this choice is always available to you. If you were able to do it, that's great. You can do it with other experiences. And if you weren't, just remind yourself that this is a practice. And the more we practice, the easier it gets. Gently bring your awareness slowly back to your body. Feeling your body in the seat. And noticing your breathing again. A few deep, long, kind, conscious breaths. I thank you for meditating with me today, and I hope that you walk the streets of your life today with a lighter footprint. I'll be outside if you have any questions, and have a great day. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.